forget what a great voice she has, and still does. Still, Vanessa Williams?
That song still catches me, still grabs me.
Just a little bit of piano at the start.
It's like velvet, her voice, isn't it?
And we're just reading her. She's in Desperate Housewives at the moment.
Yes, and she was in Ugly Betty. We Wikipedia'd her.
Always ultra reliable. Vanessa Williams, Save the Best to Last. You didn't know I had a number one hit in the 90s as well, did you?
Not until you told me.
No, funny that. Do you remember the song?
No.
Now, it's not exactly me having a number one hit. There was a song recorded by 2FM. Because we're talking here just to give you the context about Westlife and how they started in the late 90s. And I was just sort of half slagging, as I do.
You weren't. You were boasting.
I wasn't boasting.
You were.
It wasn't.
You said
one
you
song.
Had a disc on your wall.
I do have a little disc. Let's be clear. It's a very small disc.
Right.
It's a very small and cheap disc on my wall. There was a song released in the mid-90s when Man United won either the double or the treble. I think it was 95, 96, 97.
They won the treble. Definitely won the treble in 99.
Okay, I think.
But they won the double, I think, a couple of years before that.
I think it was in the mid-90s. So this song was released for the RTE telethon around the time. It happened on the same weekend that they won their final matches. So this exploded. Because it was for charity, it was put together by 2FM and I did backing vocals. So the trick here is, Nicky, Westlife need to record a song about a football team.
Right, are we going to play it?
Now listen. This isn't me singing, it's another band called the Absolutelys, but I do backing vocals. Got the stickers all over me, man. We put the fear it got in. It's good, isn't it?
It's not bad. I haven't heard the backing vocals yet, so you don't turn it off yet.
I'll tell you when I'm in now. You ready? Hang on. That's me. In the background. Come on, ye Reds. Hear me? No?
I can make you. Are you a Man United fan?
Yes. Well, I was then, anyway. Good, isn't it?
Very good.
Yeah.
Many did it sell?
It sold about 40,000, believe it or not. And I know you.
And that was just in Cork.
That was just my family vinyl. And I know you performed in Crow Park, didn't you?
We did.
Twice, yeah.
We did.
I performed that song in Club M in Temple Bar in Dublin about 2 weeks
ago. And we were standing up on the podium.
Uh huh.
I would have loved to see that.
But of course, the 90s were also at Westlife. Your first song back in 1990.
Well, it was released in 99, but we got together in 98. And we signed our deal in 98 and we recorded for the whole year of 98 in Sweden and London, and then we recorded one of the first songs we recorded was this one that was one of our first singles. You'll remember this, it was from April 12th, 1999, if memory serves you correctly. Swear it again.